Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, we got Swole Cracker himself, Steve Ivey. Love your write-ups, my friend. Always a big fan. And man, we had a lot of fun last week. It was an honor to be your guest at the CSU-UNC game last Saturday.
Hey, Brady, thanks a lot again for having me. Yeah, we had a great time. We're treated to a fantastic game, and like I told you afterward, I'll bring you to every game if you can guarantee me that CSU wins and they win in a very close, exciting game, because blowouts aren't anywhere near as fun as what we got last Saturday with the CSU-UNC game.
Two good basketball teams, right? And two good coaches, too. I think both Nico Medved and Steve Smiley are just so good for the area as far as really trying to grow basketball in the state.
Yeah, you know, Smiley, what a fantastic job last night. You know, after a tough emotional loss on Saturday where UNC definitely played well enough to win, that was tough on the players and that was tough on the staff. That was a very important game to him. And for him to get the team ready for a very, very good opponent and the first conference game of the year, and, you know, the conference games are so important. What a fantastic job at the turnaround that he did to have his team ready. He didn't let CSU beat him twice. They went out and beat a good Montana State team last night. So kudos to UNC.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about it too. That the Big Sky Conference is no joke. I think some people tend to overlook the conference because it's not one of those major conferences we talk about. But, man, they have some really good basketball teams.
You know, if you look at it, looks like I've done a little examination. Looks like Weber State is playing awfully well this year, and Southern Utah is good. And then you get the UNCs and the Montanas and the Montana States that'll battle. I'm already planning. I'm not going to be able to make any games this month, but I've already penciled in that Weber State UNC game on January 27th. I will be there for that one.
Yeah, that's what I love about you, my friend. You're just an overall basketball guy. You get the game. It was very fun listening to you just kind of talk about the X's and O's of the game on Saturday. This Rams team, Steve, they're 8-0. They're looking fantastic. No problems the other night against Little Rock, 86-55. This one tomorrow afternoon, more afternoon basketball for CSU is huge. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of national writers and talkers that are either paying attention to this game or, in some cases, are going to this game tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you noticed. What's really interesting was it could have been picked up as a national TV game on Fox Sports 1. But they wanted to move the game to 9 o'clock, and Nico said, absolutely not. I don't want national TV. If we have to move to 9 o'clock, I'm trying to build a fan base. So he wanted a 2 o'clock game because he wanted to make sure that he had a time slot that fit the needs of people in the area. So we'll see close to a sellout tomorrow. There were less than 1,000 seats available. You know, they seat about 8,000 now. They'll probably do about 7,500, maybe sell the whole thing out, but it's on. It is going to be streamed on Stadium TV, and you got broadcasters coming in. You know, Doug Gottlieb, who's national, and Jeff Goodman, who's very national. Those are Stadium TV guys, and they're coming in to actually do the game, and that'll be exciting to have.
Yeah, no question. And how cool! I know we say this all the time, but I don't think we can say it enough, to be honest. Nico Medved is a special individual. He's a special coach, and for him to say, "Hey, no, we're not sacrificing fan support at Moby for several reasons." You know, obviously they want the fans there; it does help them out. But he wants his fans to have the best experience possible. So again, Nico Medved stepping up where it counts the most.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock games are tough on old guys like me. You have to home till 11:30. I guarantee you, guys like Kevin, who writes for the Colorado, isn't real appreciative being up that late trying to hit it. You know, they can't even make a deadline at that point, I don't think. So it's a no fun time. And to have a 2 o'clock in the afternoon game, I think it'll be a little more conducive to students on a Saturday. And I think we'll get a packed student section tomorrow, and that will make a huge difference in the environment.
Yeah, no question about it. Talk to us about what it's going to take tomorrow, Steve. Tell us about St. Mary's. What are the big concerns there going into this one tomorrow?
You know, St. Mary's is a rugged team, really good program. If you look at Ken Pom rankings, currently 33rd, they brought back everybody from last year's team. They are all seniors or super seniors. They start one junior, but they bring in a senior off the bench. So it is a very, very experienced team. They are rugged, and they are fundamental. And so very slow paced. They will not beat themselves. They play great defense, top five in the nation right now in defense. You have a hard time getting good shots against them. And so, like I said, they won't beat themselves. You've got to figure out a way to get points against them. And ultimately, you got to figure out a way to defend and keep them from getting into the paint, keep them from finishing near the rim, keep them from getting offensive rebounds and putbacks. That's going to be key to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk to us about the game they had the other night, or going up against Utah State. Utah State's a good basketball team, and that was a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw much about it. Very controversial ending.
Yeah, Utah
State led for most of the game. Good team. Utah State's every bit right up there with CSU in terms of top of the Mountain West, and they had a good crowd in Logan, and they led most of the game. St. Mary's took the lead. Utah State came back, got a steal, and had the last shot to win the game. Tough call, no foul call. Ball goes available for a rebound with a second to go, and a whistle blows, and they call a foul on Utah State. St. Mary's, 85 feet away from the basket, gets a 1-1 to win the game with 0.9 seconds on the clock, and it was kind of a tough. It was a legitimate foul, but what a tough way to lose a game. The guy makes two free throws, and that ended up being the margin. So it was a very, very tough battle between two very, very good teams. 60-58 was the score. It's pretty much, if you get the 60 points against St. Mary's, you got a good chance of winning. You better get the 60, though. They got a chance to hold you to 50 in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They're good.
Well, and they scored 16 in the first half, but bounced right back, scored 44. So, I mean, this team, they don't get down on themselves. They're kind of resilient, kind of like Colorado State.
Yeah, ultimately, if you look at the numbers in that game, St. Mary shot 0 for 12 from 3 in the first half, and then they shot 7 for 11 in the second half, so completely turned it around. They had open threes in the first half. They just didn't bury them. They made them in the second half. But, you know, they're a very, very veteran team, and they don't beat themselves. You know, if you beat them by 6 points, that's like beating another team by 20 points. That's how tough they are. They will always hang around every game they play. The only team in the last year that they've lost to by double digits is Gonzaga. That's the conference players in the West Coast Conference, and that's the only team that's beat them by double digits. So they're good.
We're talking to Steve Ivey, all things Colorado State basketball, big one tomorrow afternoon against St. Mary's. All right, who do you think is going to be the difference maker for the Rams, or needs to be the difference maker tomorrow? Do we go at the obvious, one of the studs, Roddy or Stevens, or do you see somebody else being an X factor tomorrow afternoon?
You know, I think you have to start with David and Isaiah, as well as they're playing and the leadership that they provide. I think we're going to have to see Roddy deliver on the inside, and I think we're going to have to see Isaiah control the game. But I think one of the real keys, Brady, is the depth of CSU. St. Mary's is not a real deep team. They play their starters a lot of minutes, and so you're going to have to see really good defensive performances by the usual culprits coming off the bench, the Jalen Lakes, the Chandler Jacobs, and then starter Kendall Moore. If they can control the point guard for Tommy Cousy for St. Mary's, they stand a very, very good chance of winning the game. And I think that's ultimately the key, is how well they defend Cousy, keep him out of the paint. The guy, Cousy's a very crafty fifth-year player, scores, just gets into the paint, distributes, or scores at the rim. And if you can keep him from doing that, you have a good chance of stopping St. Mary's. So I think that the key is going to be the defense they play on Cousy, and then just the steadiness and the leadership of Roddy and Isaiah.
All right, Steve, before we let you go, you picking the Rams to win this one? They're going to remain undefeated?
I will never pick against the Rams, Brady.
Hey, we've got one of those here with us. We got Angel, our producer. I don't think he's ever picked the Bears to lose a game either. So I get it, man. I get where you're coming from.
Well, why would you pick against your own team? My God. I mean, could they lose? Yeah, I accept that. You know, last year, you know, I don't think we're going to see what happened last year when CSU lost 55-33. I do know this, and I feel really, really good. CSU is really good when they target certain games. We saw it against Oral Roberts at the start of the year. They circled that game. They knew that was going to be a nationally prominent game against a team that was kind of a media darling after being Sweet 16, and they, you know, won by 29. And they got to the Paradise Jam, and they had Creighton was the big team on the schedule, and they buried Creighton. This game, I can tell you right now, this game is circled. CSU is very, very up for this game, and they've used this past week to get ready for this game, and I think we're going to see them come out smoking tomorrow.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one, my friend. Steve, always good to catch up with you. Where can we check out your work, man? I love what you put together for us so we can get Ram Nation. It's a great way for Rams fans to learn about Colorado State.
So you can always find links on ramnation.com, but you can get at me directly with crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. I publish on WordPress. So those are the two areas. And then you can follow me on Twitter as well I don't even know my handle on Twitter, but you can find me on Twitter, Swole Cracker. I
got it. Swole Cracker. S-W-O-L-L Cracker. There it is, my friend.
And someday we'll have to spend time. Brady is. I'll explain to you how that's my handle.
I think that's the goal next week. We're going to do it, my friend. Steve, appreciate you, man. I love it. Nobody better as far as knowing about this basketball game, this Colorado State team, than you. And we appreciate your time.
Brady, thanks for having me. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, my man. There he is. That's the Swole Cracker. I love this guy. He's great. He's our Colorado State Rams basketball insider. 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to catch up with Kaur Jong-Kooch. I love this guy. He is playing great basketball. We're going to talk to him next after a big Bears win over Montana State. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.